Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. It's mini podcast time. If you're new to the podcast, these are more quick hitting 8 to 12 minute podcasts where I just touch on a specific topic that stems from my athlete's training, my own training, maybe an email conversation that I've had with another athlete. And in this one, I want to talk about the fitness lost over the wintertime, as it's February right now, and some people are building into their race season, or some people may have just been training and Zwifting and doing a lot of riding through the winter, and they're like, wait, I didn't really do a base. Should I do a base now? And I thought this interaction that came from an athlete would be a perfect time to record this, and whether this helps you now or in the future, I hope you gain some questions that you can ask about your own training progression. And this athlete had hit me up in September of 2023 with a couple questions about over-unders, VO2 max training, and then also we were kind of chatting about would the Norwegian method of training be good for him. And the quick synopsis is he's a busy dad, has two or three kids, trains 4 to 7 hours a week, and is just trying to make gains. As we all are. And he said, hey, what should I do? So we came up with this concoction, and really I didn't specify the duration of this, which is where this podcast comes from. I said, hey, I think right now if you focus on these VO2 max intervals and maybe even look at like the slow component ones where you're doing 8 to 9 minute super threshold intervals would be really good for where he was at. Plus add in some over-unders. And I think this had stemmed from he had read the article that we posted on our blog about these. And good luck on your way you go. So I get this email 4 months later. Hey, Brendan, would you mind if I ask you another question? So I've been doing one session of these hard start VO2 max intervals and one session of over-under lactate clearance intervals per week, with the rest of my training being zone two. It has led to consistent gains. I still can only ride 4 to 7 hours per week, kids, work, etc., but I'm wondering if I'm missing out by doing this fairly intense intervals all year round. Conversely, will my fitness regress if I do a period of base training without intervals given my limited volume? Also, in addition to this, do you have any thoughts on block periodization in my scenario? I was thinking that during the weeks with fewer work and family commitments, I could do a block of hard training followed by a few weeks of less intense training. So there's kind of a lot going on there in just a few sentences, but my first question back was like, holy crap, hey man, how long have you been doing this for? He's like, 4 months, gains train. And I was like, okay, woo. I should have specified that I would have done that for maybe 2 months. And I'm glad you emailed me, because I would definitely change things up and definitely do a more traditional base. To be honest, that's probably something I would have started back in November. So if he had done September and October, make your gains, then you downshift into your base training. If you don't know what base training is or why you would want to do it, check out our blog or on our YouTube. We have a ton of videos. It's kind of beyond the point of this podcast. But doing this, and the big takeaway here is doing the same thing over and over again is not a great strategy. We are human animals that adapt to stimulus. And when we do the same thing over and over again, I'm honestly surprised that he's made consistent gains. I would have to dig in more and know this athlete to know like, okay, well, what were the actual gains? But I'm going to take his word for it. And at the same time, woo, that sounds repetitive as hell. Like, kudos to this guy for going in. And overrunners are super fun. I think they're very effective. But you do want to go back and do a base, because you don't want to try and maintain all of your high-intensity interval sessions and performance through the whole winter, because then where are you going to grow from there? You know, you need to downshift and focus more on the base training and the pure aerobic training, and then ramp it back up, because it's not just a linear line of I'm at, let's say, you know, whatever zero would be when you first start riding a bike, and I'm just gaining, like I just keep going. No, it's like stair steps, and there's little waves to this, and seasons stack on seasons, but it doesn't just continually go. And that's why I've said before, when COVID hit, and I know a lot of people went from racing and then went into Zwifting and then went back into racing, and everyone was like, Zwifting all year is the way. And then a lot of people crashed, and you can maintain it for you know, the 18 months that people did, but it, you get burned eventually. And so we had put out a couple of resources, like indoor, outdoor plans for athletes that just only can, they don't have a coach and they need like some guidance to help you understand how to go through a base and a build. You can also read a ton about this on the internet. And then just adjust hours by adding or reducing zone 2 time that fits your schedule. Since it's already February for this guy, I would definitely say downshift. If he's doing races, you know, it depends where you live. I'm trying to make this podcast for anyone that's listening to it. You might not have races until April. So great. It's like those are the beginning races. Downshift for the rest of February. That's 2 weeks. Take March. You know, you're still doing maybe 1 in 10 session, but really focus on your base work. Ideally, you would have more than 6 weeks of base training, but this is like a funky situation, right? You need to sort of figure this one out. I wouldn't just keep throttling through. You might get to April and be like, hey, I kind of hate riding. I sort of hate intervals. And I don't like to really wave massive red flags in a podcast or in a blog. Like, if you do this, you'll burn out. That's because that's not true. Like, someone out there is going to train 18 months straight on and feel great. I do think that person at some point is going to fry. But what I'm saying is maybe 6 weeks off this time is enough because you're only training 4 to 7 hours a week. You know, it's impossible to make an answer when I don't know this athlete at all. Like, this is, we've had a couple conversations on Instagram and an email. So the big point though is fitness should regress a bit during your base training. You go and do base and you're not, you know, going and racing. You can't just keep building forever. That down period is part of training. So, and then the last piece, it really kind of matters where your events. Let's say he might be in South Florida and he only trains 4 to 7 hours a week, and maybe he has, oh no, I have this Gran Fondo in 4 weeks. Yeah, well then blaze through, roast that, and then go into some more base training. And it's like, you know, you just got to think of the big picture. Where does the next 4 weeks play into the next 12 to 18 months? And that's something you should always be thinking about, and always be thinking about stacking days because they matter for the years ahead, not for just the next season. On a super fast, quick sidebar, it's like some people had asked me about the training that I'm doing now, knowing that I'm not going to be racing for possibly the next 1 to 2 to maybe 3 months. I hope not that long, because of my back. And I was like, listen, I'm going to keep training. I love riding. I'm training for things in August. I'm training this year still, even though I can't go super hard at a race. Well, actually, my PT said I could. I just feel like I don't want to spend the money and the time to go away from family, to go drive 5 hours to race and be 70%, get a poop result and drive home when I could just go smash with the gang in Florida or go do some intervals or whatever. Like, so, but I'm going to keep going and aerobically training for years down the road. I'm not training now just for this season. So hopefully that makes sense. And then the block periodization question, you could fiddle with that, but I'd really more choose to use the time in a fashion that when you have more time, add on more endurance hours and just keep the intensity the same across the board. Otherwise, you could go ham for a week, not do much for the next two, like you're just kind of riding endurance, but now you've used all this extra time that you have and you haven't done any other life things, and now you're not reaping a ton of benefit from that big initial week that you put in. Like, it might have felt good to put in, but did it make you faster? Consistent training is the way. Just keep stacking days over and over and over again. So hopefully this helps you. Stack days and change things up. Variety is good. Even if you're working one system, I truly believe have a couple, 2 to 3 types of those workouts that you do well, that you execute well. You don't need to do 17 different types of VO2 max workouts. Be able to compare your results from ones you've done. Like, I know what good 5x5 numbers are for me. I know what good 3x9 minute VO2 max numbers are for me. 9 minute VO2 max? Yeah, the slow component. really driving things by your heart rate. And that's a freaking bike race. If you haven't been in a race where there's a 9-minute section of death, you'll find one. And then you'll know what I'm talking about. All right, quick pod over and done with. Hopefully you enjoy these. I think we got some other short stuff coming on the YouTube channel. If you can do a favor and subscribe over there and hit us up with any questions that you have. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple or follow on Spotify. Really helps us out with those pesky little algorithms. Have a great day. Good luck with your train. See ya.